ever so happy to welcome to our program our Preferred Home Healthcare and Nursing Services Spotlight Employee of the Month. We're so happy to welcome her. And her name is Allison. Corey, you say it.
Labrusciano.
Allison Labrusciano.
What a beautiful name.
Allison Labrusciano. He said it beautifully. I wanted him to say
it. Nice
Allison
Irish
Labrusciano.
Name, isn't it?
Tell us a little bit about what you do with Preferred Home Healthcare and Nursing Services.
Anything they ask me to. I have been with Preferred now, it'll be 11 years in January.
Wow.
I started in our Bala-Kynwood office as HR. And I was HR, I was coordinator, lead coordinator, and then I managed the Ben Salem branch, helped temporarily manage Bala-Kynwood again, and I'm now in the Claymont, Delaware office. So they tasked me with opening a brand new branch in a brand new state. So here I am currently the manager of Claymont, Delaware. So.
Wow, that's great. Where is Claymont, Delaware?
So just right over the PA border, so like northern Newcastle County, Delaware. So, right across
right.
the street
well,
from Claymont Stakes.
The...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a pretty part of the state to be in. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll be
though.
Seeing you at the... Yeah, hopefully we'll be seeing you at the Christmas party, too. And if you are going to attend, I want to meet you personally over there and thank you for this great... By the way, you are a great interview so far. It's going swimmingly, my dear. So you've been there for 11 years, all right?
Yeah.
So clearly we know you like your job. We know you like working for Preferred Home Healthcare and Nursing Services. But let me ask you to tell our listeners a little bit about what... working for the company is like and why they may find a brand new career there themselves, because you're always looking for new people, right?
Oh, we never stop looking. We're always looking for, you know, especially external. So I can never have enough nurses and aides and internal positions. But first I'm going to start. It's not for everybody. It's a hard job. It's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nothing
mm-hmm.
else you've ever done in your whole life. This is somebody's family. This is their mother, their mm-hmm. father, their child. I mean, what I do, my area does a lot of pediatrics. So it's not mm-hmm. for everybody. You have to have a thick skin. You have to have a positive attitude. And it is a definition of insanity. You do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Mm-hmm.
But the reward of that is just something that you just, I can't put into words, to know that I have had, personally, I made a difference in someone's life. And that child will never know who I am. That kid never knows my name. I sit in a desk all day, but... We care about them, and we want the best for our patients and our nurses and our employees. And Joel and Jonathan have created this model for us to care and given us the autonomy to do so. And it just makes it so important. It's important work. It's stressful work, but there's no greater gift than having an impact in somebody's life, whether they know your name or not.
God bless you. What a truly passionate, I mean, you really are the portrait of what Preferred Home Healthcare and Nursing Services is. I've known Joel just about as long as you've known him, and their motto at Preferred Home Healthcare and Nursing Services is, we really do care. And clearly, they are living up to that motto every single day out there. When you say you're looking for external people, that, of course, you know, this is a great opportunity. Many nurses are, you know, they've learned that they can transition out of maybe working in hospital settings and would have the ability to really focus on, instead of taking care of 20 patients, they can have a one-on-one relationship with an individual. So is that a good career opportunity for somebody who is a nurse who's looking for more focused care?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was having a conversation even with Lisa Glickio the other day. We need to be more vocal about home care and especially pediatric home care as a viable career option. I think we need to be in high schools. Not everybody knows this is a thing. Unless you've really had this has touched your life. It's not something that people think about, that pediatrics are home with vents and trachs and G-tubes and that it's an option. You know, even when we go to these career fairs, a lot of these college kids don't realize that this is something they can do and be one-on-one with a family with, you know, competitive pay and benefits. And again, a company that does care about you. I mean, and again, be honest. No, we can't reimburse you as much as a hospital can, but, you know, Todd and the legislators will get that done for us one day. But but it is one-on-one, and you do have those connections. You're not dealing with 20 people in a revolving door. It is something where you are able to make a connection with somebody and be part of a family and, again, make a difference.
And I think that's really at the core of nurses. You know, nurses are a different breed of cat. You said that earlier. It's not a job for everybody. But if you have that wonderful caregiving call in your blood, you know that that's really what makes you wake up in the morning, is that you want to do as much as you can for the comfort and the benefit of the person who's under your care. And in these circumstances, working for a company like Preferred Home Healthcare Nursing Services, you can let that compassionate part of your heart really flood the room and really get to know the patient that you're with. So I understand, as our time grows a little short here, I want to talk a little bit about you, Allison, personally, because I'm going to guess that you're going to become an not that you're not busy already opening up a brand new office in Claymont, Delaware, but I understand that you are a baker. Have I got that right?
I do love to bake and cook. My son, who is 16, actually hates to go out to restaurants. You've never met a kid that never wanted to go to a restaurant. He thinks my home is a restaurant. He calls it Chez Le Bro, because I cook for him. I've made a real little Italian. But baking, too, is my thing. I make all my employees on their birthdays. I make them cupcakes. I can make pretty much any flavor icing that you want. I recently, when I was in the bail office,
it's my birthday tomorrow.
It's a birthday tomorrow. I'm in. What do you want? Coming down to Delaware? Coffee.
Eric would go to Delaware for your cupcakes,
Betty.
Believe me.
Maple bacon.
You know what? Allison, I'm going to ask you off the air. I'm going to ask you to maybe through Lisa to email me a recipe for milk chocolate frosting. I don't have a good one, and I need a good recipe for milk chocolate frosting. So you're going to be the elf out there, the Della elf out there now at the holiday season.
Add a little bit of coffee to it.
Ooh.
The chocolate flavor.
Look at this. See, she's helping even me at this point right now. Allison, we want to thank you so much for being part of our program. You're welcome back here anytime you like, anytime
you're
listening to the
cupcakes.
Show. Yeah.
Do it live with a cupcake.
If you hear Joel on the air. You're welcome to call the program anytime you like. And we want to thank you and wish you and your family, not just the family that lives at the Chez restaurant over there, but your entire preferred company. Yeah, exactly.
Thank
we
you
want to wish
so
everybody
really
a very, very
it.
Happy holiday. Congratulations on this honor, too, to you.